on the night. On the night of the 15th of Nisan, there is a mitzvah saseh, Gizoraisa, the Sefer B'Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Tell over the story of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And at the beginning of the Seder, not at the very, very beginning, but soon afterwards, Kadesh, Yuchat, Karpat, Yachat, he starts with Magid. The Magid begins with Avadim, Ayinu, Lefar, B'Mitzrayim, Vayyotein, Hashem, Alokein, Misham, B'yad, Chazakov, Zoran, Tiyah. And in one sentence, that's the story of Mitzrayim. We were Avadim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out. But in the night of the Seder, it's not enough just to say Avadim Ayinu. Because as opposed to the rest of the year, when we have a mitzvah to be Zocher Yitzias Mitzrayim, to just remember that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, in the night of the 15th of Nisan, we have a mitzvah to tell over the story. We can't just say one sentence. We have to tell the story. And therefore, a little bit later on in Magid, we go back to the beginning of the story and we retell the story based on the Psukim in Parshas Kisavo and the Medrashei Halacha there, Arami Oved Avi, Vayered Mitzrayma, Vayogasham Ben Sein Ma'at, and we darsh in the Pasuk, like Chazal darsh in the Pasuk in the Medrash. That's not really the beginning of the story of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. In a certain way, the story of Mitzrayim begins in Parshas Lech Lecha. In the Bris Bein Avtzarim, Avram Avinu is told, Kiger Yezaracha Be'eretz Lo Lohem Vavadum V'inu Osam Arba Meos Shana. Know, Abraham, that your children, your descendants, are destined to be slaves in a foreign land. And they will be in servitude 400 years. What? Why was it so important that it seems to be part of our identity, of our early death, that we needed to be enslaved in Mitzrayim? Before anything else, before Yitzchak Avinu is born, and already Avram is told, your descendants are going to be slaves. Why? What was so crucial about that? In the parasha of Arami Yoved Avi, we say, Vayered Mitzrayma, Vayehi Sham Legoy. Dafka in Mitzrayim, we became a nation. How did we become a nation in Mitzrayim? So as we say in the Haggadah, based on Chazal, Melamed Shahoyu Yisrael Mitzuyanim Shah. We were very distinct in Mitzrayim. How are we distinct? So we know the famous Medrash, that when Bnei Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, Loshinu es Lashonam, Loshinu es Malbusham, Loshinu es Shmotam. They didn't change their language, they didn't change their mode of dress, they didn't change their names. They had very distinct lifestyle of sorts, in terms of their names and their dress and their language. Now that makes someone distinct, or even a nation distinct. But it doesn't make Am Yisrael a distinct nation. In the sense that every nation has its own language and its own style of dress and its own special name. So what made us distinct? More distinct than just any nation. The Medrash in Tana Devei Eliyahu says as follows. Kishahayu Yisrael b'mishrayim. Niskatsu kulam v'yashvu yachas. they all gathered together and they sat together. Mishum shayu kulam ba'aguda achas, because they were one group. V'karsu bris yachad, and they made a covenant. And you know what that bris was? Shiyasu gmilos chasodim ze'im. That's the deal they made with each other. We're going to be gomel chesed one with another. And that took place in the tribe. And we know from the Gemara and Yevamos that there are three signs that distinguish Bnei Yisrael. They're Rachmonim, they're merciful, they're Baishanim, they're humble, and they're Gomlei Chassadim. And that made Bnei Yisrael distinct and a very distinct nation. It requires a little bit more of an explanation. Every morning, the beginning of davening, say a bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shelo Asani Goy. And at first glance, that statement seems to be not true. You just said, Nahagada, Vayihi Shav L'Goy. Bnei Yisrael became a Goy. We say, Umika Amcha Yisrael, Goy Echad Ba'aretz. What do we mean when we say every morning, Shelo Asani Goy? We are a Goy. Explains a Shlomo Kluger, the great Gedolim of the 19th century. He says, I'll tell you what it means. He says, Am Yisrael is a Goy. But no single Jew is a Goy. But if you take a look at the non-Jewish world, many non-Jews are called Goyim. And one single non-Jew is called a Goy. Because we come from the Olam HaYichud, and they come from the Olam HaPerut. Because we're one nation. No matter where we are, and no matter where another Jew is, we feel for every other Jew. We're not an island unto ourselves. We celebrate their triumph. We mourn their tragedies. Whether it's a Jew from the same shevet as me or a different shevet, whether he lives in the same country as I do or he lives in a country that's thousands of miles away, where he talks like me or dresses like me, where he's from the same Eidah or a different Eidah, it doesn't make a difference. We're one God. As a whole nation. But if you take a look at the non-Jewish world, and very often what does one non-Jew living here have to do with another non-Jew who lives there? They may share the same religion, but there's no connection. So it tells us by Esav, when it's talking about his travels, that there were 16 people in his family. 16. And the pasuk says in Bereishis, Perek Lamed Vav, Vayikach Esav es kol nafshos beisav. 16 people are called nefasha. And when it talks about Bnei Yisrael coming down to Mitzrayim, and there were 70, it talks about them as b'shivim nefesh, in the singular. Because we're all one unit. That's what made us the Goyim of Mitzrayim. Maybe Dafka in Golos. Dafka when we realized that we're a small minority in a foreign place, we realized how much we need to depend on one another. That united, we have a chance to survive, and divided, we don't. That was the pact that existed, that took place when Bnei Yisrael were Dafka in Mitzrayim. In Dafkin Shiva, in Dafkin Servitude. But why Mitzrayim? Why Egypt? In the Bris Bein Absalom, it doesn't say which nation will enslave us. Kiger Yezarcha Be'eretz Lo Lahem. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu choose Egypt? Soloveitchik once explained, I said that the Maharal has a similar idea. Mitzrayim was the great civilization of its time. It was the chief empire in the entire Middle East. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to give Bnei Yisrael the Torah. He was going to give them a way of life, a system of laws, Eidos, Chukim, and Mishpatim, a way to live their life. Bnei Yisrael would get the Torah, and they'll take a look at it, and they'll say, you know, this is very good, it's very nice, there's a lot of good stuff. But it's not the only way of life. It's not the only great culture. There are other great cultures. There are other great civilizations. Why is this necessarily better than any other one? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll tell you. I want you to meet the great civilization of Mitzrayim. Go see the height of culture of what was then the modern world. And feel the whip of the taskmaster's whip flashing on your bare back. But you're not pushing those stones fast enough. Tell me then how wonderful the great cultures are. And when they take the baby boys and they throw them in the yard, tell me again how there are other great civilizations and other ways of life. It's dafkin Mitzrayim. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us to be slaves. To point out to us that if you have a system of laws and you have a way of life and you have a great culture and wonderful civilization, if it's not connected to Torah, if it's not connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether it be in the Middle East or it be in Europe, you will see how depraved such a civilization conceit, because there is no Torah. But now, when I give you Torah, you will appreciate the gift. Soloveitchik points out, if you take a look at the Pesukim in Moshe Rabbeinu, first goes out to see Bnei Yisrael. Vayhi bayom imahem vayigdal Moshe vayetze el echov Vayar b'sivlotam, vayar ish mitzri make ish ivri me'achav. Vayif en kol v'chol vayar kiyein ish, vayach et ha-mitzri. At the beginning it says, vayar ish mitzri. And then it says, vayach et ha-mitzri. Why doesn't it say, vayach et ha-ish mitzri? Rav explained when Moshe Rabbeinu went out to see Bnei Yisrael, he was coming out of Paro's palace. He grew up in Paro's palace. And he saw all the wonderful, great ideas and culture in the civilization of Mitzrayim. He probably benefited from the most wonderful tutors that Paro could provide for his adopted grandson. And he knew that the Egyptians were tzaddikei yisod ha'olam. He knew that the Jews were enslaved. But it's still a great civilization. And then he went out to see it firsthand. Vayar ish mitzri. And he takes a look at it, ish mitzri, mata ish ivri, who mercilessly is just whipping a poor Jew for no reason. Vayar ki ein ish. He sees they're not human. They're not acting civilized. They're more like two-legged animals. Hayaki Amish. Hayachas Hamitsu. It's no longer an Ishmitsu. They don't deserve that title. Hayachas Hamitsu. Now we understand what it's like to live without Torah. That, in essence, is the yisod of Kol HaTorah Kuvah. To understand and to be thankful. that a Kadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Habonu Mikol Ha'amin V'nasan Lanu Estalas. If we wouldn't have Torah, we really wouldn't be Anashim. We would run the risk of the great civilization, so to speak, of Egypt, and all the other great civilizations that existed throughout time. We sank to the depths of depravity, because there was no connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kiddush. When we begin Leila Seder by saying Kiddush, in the opening line, "V'yashabach habanu mikolam, v'romimanu mikol lashon." What does it mean, "V'romimanu mikol lashon"? He raised us above all other languages. So in the Musar, Talmud Torah of Kal, they used to explain like this. Ramamana Mikol Lashon means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has raised us, has done so much for us, that we simply don't have the proper words to thank Him, to praise Him. Ramamana beyond Kalasha. There's no way that we even can begin to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be thankful for everything that He's given us. That is how we begin the Leila Seder. The title of the new Haggadah, based on the teachings of Rav Soloveitchik, that exalted even, to just simply say, Asher Baruch Habanu Mikolam, the Ramamanu, beyond our words. And therefore, at the end of that evening, after having gone through all of the, just about all of the Leila Seder, after having read through all of Magid, said all the Divrei Torah, and recited all the Vortlach, and been tying the Mitzvah Sayom, having eaten the Matzah and the Moror, and the Koresh and the Karpas, and drinking the kosos and doing that seba, after having tried very hard to be mekayeng the chiyuv of chayev kolodim b'chol davar dor l'ros v'tatzmo kilu hu yatzah mimitzrayim, when all is said and done, there's only one thing left to say, and that is ilu finu lo leishira kayom. Al achas me'olas elef alfei alofim v'ribei revavos ta'amim atovos shasito im avoseinu v'imanu.